flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a trade that you'll always remember where you were, what you were doing. When it went down, I was eating a nice Argentinian steakhouse meal for my birthday last night. 33 years old.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Made it. Never thought I'd see this age, Rashad.
I doubt that, but yeah.
Growing up in Sherwood, I was hearing gunshots every morning. That's mostly because the Tri-County gun range was within hearing distance. Yeah.
Right down the hill from the gun club.
Waking up Saturday, Sunday mornings to just gunshots. It was a tough life, all right?
You are Malibu's most wanted. You are B-Rad G.
Everybody strap one
and
on.
That is okay. Yeah, that is okay. I want my kids to be B-Rad G too. Don't worry about it, bro. That's a good thing.
But the biggest, most shocking trade in NBA, I think we can comfortably say. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody knew that Luka Doncic was available. Nobody knew that the Lakers even were thinking about getting rid of Anthony Davis. But sure enough, that is what happened. Now, try to get the full trade details and everything here. Because the main parts of this is that Luka Doncic will be going to the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis will be going to the Dallas Mavericks. The full trade, though, is Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris to the Los Angeles Lakers, Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and a 2029 first-round pick will be going to the Dallas Mavericks. The Jazz were also involved in this trade. They got,
Oh, and the Jazz were in it, too.
Yeah, I mean, they got, like, two second-round picks and some other dude. So, I mean, they helped facilitate the trade. But, I mean, the big part of this, obviously, Anthony Davis going to Dallas. But I would say the bigger part of all this, Luka Doncic going to the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, 28 other teams last night found out that Luka Doncic was even available for trade. Like,
seriously.
There was no lead up to this. There was no rumors. We've been hearing the last 3-4 weeks that Jimmy Butler's looking for a trade and that might happen. Nobody in the world knew that Luka Doncic was on the market or that the Mavericks were looking to trade him. Like, there was nothing that got out. I mean, maybe inside NBA circles, but again, it seemed like even like when Shams Charania is even like, this is real.
Yeah, has like, to confirm.
Like, oh God. He's even caught off guard. A bunch of NBA reporters are caught off guard. It is the most stunning trade that I have ever seen. Really in sports. Like, I'm trying to think of NFL, MLB.
I've been thinking since last night, like, what is a trade that was as big as this, where you had two huge names on both ends, the best players on each team? Let's just be honest. Right now, Anthony Davis is the best player, or was the best player on the Lakers.
Well, I mean,
no, that's a thing. He was the best. He was the best overall player at the moment on the Lakers. And obviously, Luka was the best player on
I'm going to strongly disagree that LeBron James was the second player
as of right now is where they stand in the NBA. I think Anthony Davis, for what he's able to do, is a better player than LeBron James is. Overall, is LeBron
better?
Can you
shake that water bottle? I want to make sure there isn't vodka in
it. No, there's definitely no vodka in it. But yeah, but I'm saying, if you're talking overall legacy, of course it's LeBron James. But right now, at 40-year-old LeBron James and 9-year-old Anthony Davis, yes. 31-year-old Anthony Davis, yes. He's the better.
I checked last night because I was curious. I was like, wait, all right, well, you know Luke is 25, but how old is Anthony Davis? Yeah,
so he's 31. So he's still in that window of kind of prime Anthony Davis. Right now, he was playing like it before the injury for the most part. So this is, I don't know if there's ever been, there's been big deals where a big name gets traded and the other team gets like a bunch of stuff, you know, a la the Trailblazers in Milwaukee this past summer. But this is the first time I can remember two superstar players being traded, you know, to their respective teams. Like, that's, I've never seen that. I'm looking right now, like, here are the biggest trades considered. And this was posted 6 hours ago. Here are the biggest trades considered in the history of the NBA. This is the first one, right? Yeah. And then the second one is Shaq to Miami. And mind you, Shaq got traded for, like, Caron Butler and Lamar Odom or something like
Brian that. Grant like, was Brian, thrown yeah, in that trade, Brian I believe. Grant,
like, it wasn't like there was no like superstar. Now, obviously, it worked out for the Lakers. They got two championships out of Lamar Odom. Miami got a championship with Shaq, so it worked out for both places. But still, at the time, Shaq was the big name that was moving. Kareem got traded to L.A., and how about this? It doesn't even say who he got traded for. So that's how big, to let you know how big that trade was. Barkley to Phoenix.
A plumber and a janitor.
Probably at that time, a washing machine like in Jackie Moon. We treat, even though we needed our washing machine, like we kind of traded it away. That's pretty much what they traded Kareem for. Charles Barkley to Phoenix in 92. Who did Barkley get traded for? Anybody know?
I don't. I can't remember.
Exactly.
I would even say like the Scottie Pippen trade was one of the bigger ones in recent NBA history, but that was for a bunch of like little pieces and a bag of chips. Carmelo Anthony, same kind of deal. And maybe it's because of the CBAs being the way that they were back then compared to now, but there was really no one-for-one major star swaps that I can remember in recent NBA history and beyond. But now, because of basically you're limited as a team to have one of these big contracts, maybe two on your roster at a time and no more, you have to make this swap this way. There's really, I think these trades that we're talking about are now kind of out the window, unfortunately. You're not going to see, well, maybe fortunately for teams like the Portland Trailblazers, frankly, going forward, you're not going to see teams trading a bag of chips and a couple of draft picks for a superstar with a $40 million plus salary, because the new CBA just won't allow that. You've got to get under a certain apron to make certain moves now. And obviously, these two teams, I think they're in the same apron in the NBA right now. They've got to swap across straight ahead. And that means trading big contract for big contract. No better way to do that than trade star for star. I wonder if this is maybe the dawn of a new trading era in the NBA.
I mean, it could be. You know, we live in a day where we have a lot of unhappy superstars in a lot of places. Like, every year around trade deadline, we start hearing about all these rumblings and this person and Jimmy Butler and this person. Like, every single year, there's somebody that's on the trade block, and we'll see if it'll get moved. So we know there are a lot of probably disgruntled guys, a bunch of number twos and number threes that believe they should be a number one somewhere else. Like, there's a bunch of those in the NBA. So it's, I don't think we're done, but this is definitely the biggest, you know, domino to fall that we're gonna have during the trade deadline.
Yeah, as far as big trades, like I was telling you during the break, I definitely remember where I was when the Paul George Clippers trade went down.
Yeah.
That was big. But also, like, when we look at this trade compared to other big-name player trades, Paul George, Rudy Gobert, I mean, some of the bigger impact players, there's one on my mind that I'm forgetting right now, but involving 3, 4, 5 first-round picks in this, like, how much were the Mavericks just absolutely done with Luka to the point where not only are they trading him, but trading him for essentially just Anthony Davis.
We got to stop saying just Anthony Davis.
Coming off of an NBA Finals appearance.
I'm sorry. What is Max Christie doing this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's something different. But, again, you talk about Anthony Davis like he's not the best player on this team. Again,
he's not Luka, though.
Here are the numbers for Anthony Davis right now as a Laker who is, like, in sixth place.
Let me guess. 26, 12, and 5.
That's actually very close. He led the team in points, 25.7, led the team in rebounds, 11.9, led the team in steals, 1.3, led the team in blocks, 2.1. He leads the team in every statistical category except assists, which LeBron does. So I understand, like, he's not LeBron. We get it. He doesn't have the skill set of Luka. But Anthony Davis, when he's on point, that Lakers team was almost unbeatable. When he's on point and he was able to do stuff, when he's blocking shots, when he's aggressive, when he's playing at the rim and not shooting threes a bunch of time. Oh, and throw in the fact that he can also pull up and shoot threes. Like, he changes things. He's a real stretch four. Or
but then he just fell on the ground and he's grabbing his ankle. And, there's 4 to 6 weeks. Anthony Davis out.
No, yeah, that's when you play. And that's a big reason I don't think he wanted to play center, because he was hurt all the time, getting beat up all the time doing in that position. Like, he wasn't hurt like this all the time in New Orleans, was he? No, he wasn't. Because he didn't have to play center and get beat up all on and pushed around by everybody every single night. So,
well, he doesn't even play center now.
He doesn't play center now, which is why he hasn't been as hurt. He got hurt recently, but
Dallas thinks that they can win with Anthony Davis instead of Luka Doncic, essentially.
Because you still have Kyrie over there. That let's not act like Kyrie can't get you 28 a night.
I saw a post last night. It was like a picture of Kyrie and Anthony Davis, and it's like, who's going to stop this duo?
And let's think about this.
Someone who was like arthritis.
Defensively, like if this Dallas team is healthy, Anthony Davis and Gafford changing shots and blocking shots at the rim.
Derek Lively, too.
Derek Lively. Yeah. All of a sudden, like, defensively, that team looks way different, especially some of those dogs they do have already on the perimeter.
Yeah, how you gotta spread the floor,
this
though?
This Dallas team, with coached by Jason Kidd.
And Luka Doncic on the team? Oh, wait, no.
Who do they have on the perimeter now? I would push back a little bit on that.
Everybody's talking so much about Dallas. Like, the Lakers got to make this work all of a sudden with two dudes that play exactly the same. Luka and LeBron, like, I remember when Luka came in the league, everybody was like, oh, he's got LeBron-like tendencies. The only difference is LeBron is obviously more athletic, but they do the same stuff. Luka shoots better, but they need the ball in their hands to be successful. We've already seen LeBron playing with other dudes that need the ball in their hands to be successful. Doesn't always work.
God, those refs are going to be getting worked by LeBron and Luka.
Yeah, oh my gosh. They're going to hear it every night, every time down the floor.
Pitchers in the NBA other than Chris Paul, man.
So I think, honestly, as far as trying to make something work, I think Dallas has a better chance of making it work sooner than the Lakers do, because they still got to figure out, how do we work this LeBron and Luka thing?
Well, I know that we're finally going to see Bronny unleashed. You know, now that Luke is on the team.
Oh, yeah, he'll stop going 1 for 6
We're going to finally see Bronny, his true potential now that they have Luka Doncic. Thank God.
We
don't talk
fans.
About any other guy from that goes to the G League to the league ever. There's a bunch of dudes that are in the G League that end up playing in the NBA. Like,
yeah, none of them get MVP chances.
Now watch your mouth with that 1 for 6 crap. He went 1 for 1 last night.
Yeah, we do that a lot to Bronny. We gotta look at ourselves, because we're picking on a 20-year-old kid for trying to play in the NBA. Come on, man, for real.
He probably shouldn't be in the NBA.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. There's a lot of dudes that probably shouldn't be in the NBA, but there they are.
That is also true.
He's one of them.
Yeah, there they are. We're not talking about those guys, though.
We are. We talk about those Blazers players pretty frequently, I think, here on this station.
No, because we're not going to spend a whole segment doing that. But LeBron, Bronny knows. Bronny knows he shouldn't be in the league, too. Trust me. I bet if you asked him. Behind closed doors, nobody, off the record.
He'd be like, yeah, I know. Answer honestly. Here's $10 million. The truth serum's in you. Like, what? Yeah, come on. Let us know.
Sounds like hate to me, fellas, but I digress.
No, sometimes the truth hurts, no, Rashad.
Sounds like hate, though. I mean, I'm just saying.
It's not like I could be in the NBA and in his place, Rashad. Man, holy ass.
If he was anybody else's son, nobody would care. But the fact that he's LeBron's, that's the problem. You know how many sons play in the NBA? They probably shouldn't have
none.
Been.
Like, huh? What are you talking about? Sons,
like current sons?
Yes.
None.
Like
former players like Max Christie, of course.
Exactly.
If you're Jeremy Grant is Harvey Grant's kid, of course, but they have talent.
I disagree.
Full stop.
I disagree.
They don't have talent.
No, I'm saying, like, not all those dudes have talent. So, I digress.
God, look at this. Delta to a Bronny debate, of course. That's what the ESPN and the NBA wanted. Let's take a break. Let's go to the Dallas side of things, because what the hell? What are we doing? just does not make sense at all.